The House could vote as early as next week on whether to loosen government restrictions on the federal funding of stem cell research. Some lawmakers want the Bush administration to expand the number of stem cell lines available to researchers who receive federal money. A major scientific development announced today may add fuel to that debate. Researchers in South Korea say they've dramatically improved the process of making human stem cells. Though controversial, these cells could prove useful for treating many diseases. For example, stem cells might grow into nerve cells for spinal cord repairs or into pancreatic cells to treat diabetes. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Research on stem cells in the United States has been slowed by an ethical debate over whether it's okay to manipulate human embryos. But that has not slowed work in Korea. Researchers there have made major strides in producing these stem cells. The process requires a supply of human eggs, oocytes. Last year, the Korean team announced success in creating one line of human stem cells, though it took 242 tries with 242 donated eggs.
This year, they're able to derive a stem cell line on average using the number of oocytes that a woman would donate at an infertility clinic.
Gerald Schotten at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine is a consultant for the Korean research team and co-author of an upcoming paper in Science magazine. They report it took an average of 16 tries using 16 eggs to produce each line, a huge improvement. Here's what they did. They extracted DNA from the skin of 11 people. They injected that DNA into human eggs that had been donated by volunteers. Ultimately, some of those modified eggs started dividing. Those dividing cells are called embryonic stem cell lines. Woo Suk Wong from Seoul National University says the secret to their success was endless experimentation with eggs from animals.
More than 1,000 eggs every day, including Saturday and Sunday.
All those long weekends paid off. The result is raising hopes among researchers like Gerald Schotten.
This study is a giant stride in the path that will bring us towards clinical-grade therapeutic human stem cells.
The Korean scientists took skin samples mainly from people with spinal cord injuries because the scientists might ultimately be able to convert the stem cells into nerve cells and transplant them back into these patients. Unlike donated organs, these cells are a nearly perfect genetic match, so there's less risk that they'll be rejected. Leonard Zahn, a pediatrician at Harvard, is hoping to use stem cells to treat sickle cell anemia. He says it's a huge help to have a process for producing stem cells from specific individuals, but that's only half the challenge.
The second area of research which is ongoing is how to convert embryonic stem cells into tissues and into organs. That area of research requires a significant effort over the coming years because the two of them together will actually be very useful in the treatment of disease.
Zahn is also president of the International Society for Stem Cell Research, which deals not just with the science, but the ethical and political issues surrounding this work. He notes that U.S. scientists aren't allowed to do research on these new stem cell lines using federal research dollars.
But with private philanthropy, you can use the lines and study them, and so this is a case where private philanthropy can make a huge impact.
Private philanthropy, or money from California state taxpayers. That state has a $3 billion fund set aside for stem cell research. Now, this advances potentially another step along the path to cloning a human being, and that's one reason it's controversial. Most Americans are dead set against cloning people. Woo Suk Wong also finds that idea deeply disturbing.
I hate some stupid scientific goal, such as to produce cloned human beings.
It is, in fact, illegal under Korean law to clone a human being. That is not so under U.S. law, though Congress is now debating a law that would put a ban on human cloning and that could ease the restrictions on using embryonic stem cells, like those from Korea, for research. Richard Harris, NPR News.